so irritating as constructive criticism. Those allegedly helpful comments intended to improve our character. It's supposed to be a sign of maturity to tolerate such criticism without becoming too defensive. But how can anyone react graciously to comments like, if you knock that chip off your shoulder, you might find life a little easier? Or, if you shut your big trap once in a while, you might learn something. In today's gospel, Jesus blasts such holier-than-thou critics with a cocky retort. Take the log out of your own eye before you take the speck out of your neighbor's. It's the kind of comeback I like to sling when people are kind enough to point out my peccadilloes. Of course, the point of this gospel is not to provide me with a snappy riposte. In fact, if I only find comfort in Jesus' remark and fail to hear the challenge, then I've missed the point. Today's reading is part of a broader section of St. Luke's Gospel that we've been pondering these past three Sundays. If Luke had been a bit more imaginative, he might have entitled this section Boot Camp for Disciples, because that's what it is. Luke describes Jesus as coaching some ragtag fishermen to figure out whether they've got what it takes to be disciples. More precisely, he needs to know the condition of their heart, whether it's pliable enough, whether it's capable of change, whether their heart can be stretched, because Jesus wants disciples who are steadfast in their love, disciples who will not abandon their commitment at the first sign of trouble. Most of all, however, he wants disciples who can sympathize with the weaknesses of others. In other words, Jesus wants disciples who, with a little training, can become like him. Last week, Jesus tested the disciples' heart by commanding them to love their enemies and to act beautifully toward those who hate them. That was some challenge. Think about it. To act beautifully toward people who hurt us. By comparison, this evening's gospel seems like a piece of cake. Judge not, and you will not be judged. But is that demand really any easier? In fact, it may be more difficult because Jesus is no longer talking about our enemies. He's talking about people who are close to us, our family, our friends, the folks who occupy the pews alongside of us, the people at whom we smile and say, "The peace of the Lord be with you," but who continue to get under our skin. As you know, it's often easier to love outsiders than to tolerate our own. Nevertheless, Jesus commands his potential disciples, before you criticize your sister or your brother, take a good long look at your own shortcomings. In my experience, what keeps us from being more loving disciples is not some gross dereliction of the commandments, like murder or theft. It's our settling for a shrunken heart, an ungenerous attitude toward others, a belief that my way of looking at life is the only way that pleases God. It's that spiritual cardiopathy that misleads us to judge spitefully people who don't act the way we do or see things as we do. It's an attitude that causes not only our heart to shrivel up, but our imagination as well. Suddenly, we cannot conceive of any other way of serving God than our way. No other way of being a good Christian than our way. We become intolerant fault finders. And consequently, the gospel we preach curdles, leading others to dismiss the so-called good news because it seems so sour. Frederick Buechner, a Presbyterian minister and scholar, says that what is both good and new about the good news is not simply that God loves us despite our wickedness, but that if we allow God, God will transform our hearts. What is both good and new about the good news is that if we want it badly enough, God will continue to stretch our hearts, rendering us more tolerant and more loving than we could ever imagine. That's the invitation the gospel presents to us this evening, to ask ourselves, perhaps for the first time, whether we really want to be a disciple of Jesus, even though it might require some difficult changes of us. Then, if we think we might want to accept Jesus' invitation, we need to determine just how pliable our heart is and how willing we are to have it stretched by God so that it can hold enough compassion and love for our friends as well as our enemies.